I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's military bombed a church in Ukraine on Sunday as Orthodox Christians celebrated Resurrection Day. Thankfully, no one was killed and only two people were injured. Orthodox Christians observe Easter on a different day than Protestants and Catholics because the Orthodox Church follows a different calendar. Transworld Radio's Olenka Stevenson says every day brings new challenges for believers in Ukraine.
Unfortunately, this war has become normal, as bad as it sounds.
You can help TWR's team share the hope of Christ. We'll show you how in the full story at our website. And most importantly, pray.
Pray for the team. It's been really hard. Everybody on the team knows somebody who has been killed in the war. These kind of situations are on a daily basis. It's like being under constant stress.
And after 84 years of life on Mission for Christ, George Verwer, founder of Operation Mobilization, passed away on Friday, April 14th. Verwer was passionate about every believer's role in the Great Commission. Operation Mobilization began with three students in a worn-out van distributing Christian literature in Mexico. Today, over 3,000 OM workers serve in almost 150 countries. Andrew Scott, president of OM USA, says,
one of the things I'm asking today is how do we make sure that we're continuing to invite the whole body of Christ into the mission of God? Because that's the who of the mission of God. It's the whole body of Christ. It was never reserved for a select few specially called highly trained individuals. It was always about every follower of Jesus stepping in. And that's, I believe, what George did, and he changed the face of mission in his day.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.